Hi, today our topic of discussion will focus on CRISPR-Cas9 and its effect on rice. CRISPR is a unique technology that enables researchers to edit parts of a genome by removing, adding, or altering sections of the DNA sequence. Let's begin with some reasons as to why CRISPR can solve the problem.
Yeah, after doing some research, I found that using CRISPR has potential to change foods we eat every day, boosting flavor, disease resistance, and yields, and even tackling allergens like gluten. This means it can be used as an easy food source for everybody. The UN Food and Agriculture Organization reported that in 2018, a total of 868 million people were suffering from hunger and malnutrition. I believe that CRISPR-Cas9 and rice can be very helpful to the world's increasing population and could potentially end world hunger. I also believe that if we can modify its genome to produce more efficiently with less resources or have it become immune to diseases, then the increasing yield of rice can sustain the growing population in third world countries.
I agree, and it's not just CRISPR. In fact, GMO technology can deliver high folate rice, high zinc and iron rice, and rice high in vitamin A. The importance, all these minerals and vitamins are crucial to a pregnant woman's diet and child growth. It's easy to see why genetically modified rice can help the world in many ways. I've also looked into the current methods used to try and combat world hunger, and although aspiring, they lack pace with the current population. The global human population is approximately 7.15 billion people, according to the U.S. Census Bureau Population Clock. The United Nations predicts that by 2050 it will be somewhere between 10.9 and 8.3 billion. The problem is modern breeding programs fall short of the desired target yield of 2.4% per year. To me, people just need to realize the strength CRISPR has.
Agreed. And it's not hard to present data either. There's robust evidence showing CRISPR-Cas9 system is the most advanced and successful thanks to its simplicity and high efficiency.
Right. Like looking at CRISPR, it's very effective and more secure as to chemically or irradiation-induced mutagenesis.
That's true. I believe that if people are taught how it really works, instead of being told false information of how it could hurt the environment or that it's not good for your body, then most of today's population would gladly accept it.
Yes, I also do understand some people's worry, however. Previous methods, like custom-designed ZFNs and tailends, could only achieve efficiencies between 1 and 50%. However, experience with Cas9 in animals and plants have been observed up to 70%.
I also found evidence suggesting that due to non-involvement of foreign DNA, this technique may help alleviating regulatory issues associated with genetically modified plants. In addition, the technique also access target recognition by using gRNAs instead of synthetic DNA binding domains.
I think that the best way for everyone to know about the effects of CRISPR-Cas9 on crops like rice is to portray an image of how many people this technology can save. Created in the early 2000s, golden rice was developed to alleviate malnutrition and vitamin A deficiency by enriching the rice with beta-carotene, which when consumed is converted to vitamin A. Future research and development aims to add more nutrients like iron, zinc, high-quality protein, as well as vitamin C into the rice, which will help improve nutrient intake among those who are below the poverty line.
And not only can it contain more vitamin A, it can produce 25 to 31% more grain, which, by the way, would have been virtually impossible to create through traditional breeding methods. All this will not, with no apparent substantial environmental risk.
Yeah, indeed it would seem like the solution of the future. However, groups like Greenpeace and some Filipino unions claim this could all be a marketing strategy and sales pitch. My guess as to why is because they aren't informed of the benefits of genetically modified rice and other crops.
I agree with you on some level. GMOs could affect those with allergies in unpredictable ways. Often GMOs products are not clearly labeled, meaning people do not have the choice to decide whether or not they wish to consume GMO products. GMO testing often involves performing experiments on animals, which some people is a breach of animal rights.
True, but in my opinion, overall, when looking at the pros and cons of CRISPR and its effects on the world, the pros strongly outweigh the cons, as solving the malnutrition and deaths of hundreds of thousands of children and impregnated women each year could be much worse than looking at the cons.
Yes, in conclusion, I too think CRISPR is a technology that can bring good to the world and lead us one step closer to cure to malnutrition.